It's Monday, the 3rd of April, 2017. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this year episode of the show. A band from Sydney, Australia. They're called Dope Lemon. That was the song Home Soon. Came off their new EP, Hound's Tooth. And it's a lot like Jungle Fever, right? By the Chaka Chas from the 70s. Boogie Nights, mostly. That's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, that song's great. Home Soon, so good. I love that song. Not super representative by most of the other music by Dope Lemon. But to tell you what, a standout track is fine with me. If it's as good as Home Soon was right back there. I love that song. Speaking of things that are super great, how about this band from Glasgow or London, formerly of the Golden Girls? When Golden Girls, I guess, broke apart, two of the band members formed their own new band called Sacred Pause. And boy, howdy, it's way better than Golden Girls. It's the best. It's just like nothing better than Sacred Pause right here. You're going to really dig this stuff. It's so good. We're going to hear a couple tracks. First, Nothing, and then Strike a Match. That's the title track from their album, Strike a Match, which was, fairly recently released. You're going to dig this, I think, because I do. It's really good. Have I mentioned how much I like this? I like this a lot. I think you're going to like it too. Here we go. Sacred Pause, Nothing, and Strike a Match. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
just here to test your patience. 'Cause you're so smart, my tricks don't work at all. Is it my lack of education? Just tell me why you never call. Behind your symmetry lies a fundamental difference. There are those who own the minds and those who crawl. No offense, but in between the lines I'm reading. Look out for your role. You're gonna look at me that way. And that's true. So what can I do? I think it's all your affection. What can I do? Maybe impress you in a song. What can I do? I'm trying to minimize the damage done, 'cause I ain't no one like you. I found the postcard from that trip you took to Thailand. I remember studying all the words written in your pretty hand. The little lines and little curves that held a sacred meaning. So I thought, but I had it wrong. Now I'm trying to figure out when it was you gave me these hard ones. I feel them wriggling in my blood.
Sun, I see your truth. 'Cause One of the bizarre things about Trump, who styles himself as a deal maker, is that he doesn't seem to understand what our alliances are and what they give to us. I mean, why does the United States have an outsized footprint all around the world? Why does the world speak English? Why is the world open to American companies? And why was our strength generally accepted and not fought back against in Europe and other places? And part of it is that we are an unusual superpower in that we have created this structure of friends and alliances and like-minded countries who want to cooperate with us in creating international trade agreements and international financial arrangements and ensuring that business is possible for our companies. And, you know, the world is open to our diplomats and our tourists and our travelers. I mean, there are all kinds of benefits that we have as a nation, both economic and psychological and political, from this enormous web of alliances with other democracies. And Trump, by denigrating it, I mean, constantly, actually, all the way through the campaign and right up until really a few days ago when he once again attacked Germany and Sweden in a strange speech that he gave at a rally in Florida, he has continually attacked them over and over again while appearing to praise dictatorships, and particularly Russia. And that has alarmed people because, you know, what does it mean? Is America not interested in democracy anymore? Are we not going to defend our friends anymore? Are we not interested in the world that we created? I mean, the globalized world, you know, we call it globalization. Actually, you know, in a lot of ways, it's been Americanization. I mean, it's been people accepting our norms and our ways of behavior and our understanding about economics. You know, the free trade is an American, really, it's an Anglo-American idea. The British championed it in the 19th century, but we championed it now. This is the world that we wanted and that we've stood behind, and where we wrote the rules. So are we now going to unwrite all that? Are we going to destroy it? Are we going to go backwards? And it's very confusing for our allies. And for people who don't like the United States, it's a green light. Okay, America doesn't care anymore about democracy. That makes it easier for us to beat up on our dissidents. So I don't know if Americans are aware of the degree to which this is their world, you know, that they created with their rules, and that we have been the main beneficiaries of it.
I'm
All right, let's catch up. After Sacred Pause back there, we heard one of my favorite bands, The Shins from Portland, Oregon. They got a new record called Heartworms. We heard a couple tracks, Dead Alive and the title track, Heartworms. Both really super good. And I tell you what, you know, it's a great album. It doesn't cover like a lot of new ground. You're not like, whoa, what's this business? I don't even recognize them. It just sounds like what you want out of The Shins, which is quality 4- and 5-star songs across the board. After The Shins, we heard Miniature Tigers from right here in Brooklyn. They got a new record as well called I Dreamt I Was a Cowboy. We heard a couple tracks from it, Crying in the Sunshine and Nobody Else. Both very good songs. I hope you dug those as much as I did. And if you do, then pick up the record because it's quality. All right, speaking of things that are quality, up next, a band from Paris called Junior. We're going to hear a couple tracks. It's all in French, which is embarrassing for me to ever have to say anything. I'm just going to go with Le Cannonball and Le Accident from Ooh La La. That's the name of the record. I'm pretty confident in those pronunciations as well, but I'm probably wrong. Probably misplaced confidence. Kind of reminds me of Holden, another French band, but Junior, super great. You're going to dig this stuff. So here we go. Without further ado, Junior, Le Cannonball and Le Accident from their album Ooh La La right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. c'était déjà l'accident. Pourtant tu faisais attention, tu connais bien les gens. Pourtant t'as perdu la raison, le temps de l'accident. Et t'aurais pu le voir venir, les autres ont dit c'était évident. Et t'aurais dû t'attendre au pire avec son rentre-dedans. T'as du mal à t'en souvenir, t'as même oublié son signalement. T'aurais mieux fait de le fuir au lieu de foncer cheveux au vent. Quand tu faisais attention, tu connais bien le genre. Accident.
Soft power is the power that we exert through being, for example, the world leader in education, that people want to come and study in our country. They admire American degrees. The power we exert through the power of American culture. You know, people want to watch American movies. It's power through diplomacy. It's power through media. It's power through that we set by example. I mean, for example, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, has stated that he doesn't want to bring reporters with him anymore when he travels. Well, you know, one of the things that when the Secretary of State brings reporters to, for example, China, and has an open dialogue with them, one of the things that does is it shows, look, this is the American system. Our officials are transparent. They speak to reporters. Hmm. And that sets a kind of example for China. It's a kind of challenge. It shows, you know, this is how we do things, and we think it's better. And by refusing to do that, he loses something. So he loses a measure of influence. Oh, I see. He's a secretive leader just like one of ours. So, you know, the soft powers, the things that we do that aren't military, that nevertheless create American influence.
When I was yay high till I was three, I suffered from petty mal epilepsy. Any excitement gave me a fit, but there were drugs to cure me of it. Weird diseases, I get weird diseases. Whenever Krishna sneezes, I get weird diseases. So at the least sign of emotion, I got a tranquilizing potion. Thus from the time I was a young boy, I could feel neither anger nor joy. Just weird diseases, random weird diseases. Once from eating me called Jesus, I got weird diseases. Nearly fatal renal cysts, maybe Asperger's if that exists. Pityriasis rosea, two separate times Giardia. Weird diseases, I get weird diseases. Wafting on the toxic breezes, I get weird diseases. Debilitating spider bites, hiccups for 3 days and nights. 1,000 earaches, 1 equal eardrum. Hyperacusis, what's that from? It's from weird diseases. I get weird diseases. Whenever baby Jesus pleases, he gives me weird diseases. Chronic fatigue, COPD, petty mal epilepsy, 2 big holes inside my brain, migraine, aura sans migraine. I get weird diseases. Weird diseases. Weird diseases. I get weird diseases.
to New York, 'cause it changes as quick as the weather. Everyone sing it together. You can never go back to New York. You can go back to Banff for Big Bear, and whatever you love will still be there. But if you don't plan to ski there, you can never go back to New York. To New York, I was only away for 6 years, and you think I'd arrive from Wisconsin? Lots of fresh meat for romance, and woof, it's fun to go back to New York.
Let's catch up one last time. After Junior back there, we heard a band from Madrid, Spain. They're called Hines. They got a new release. It's called The Very Best of Hines So Far, which is kind of funny because they only have one album before this, and this thing's more of an EP. But it's got a few new songs and some reworked versions of old songs. We heard two tracks. We heard Davy Crockett and Chili Town, both super fantastic off this new Very Best of Hines So Far release. I actually was lucky I got to see them. I don't know if you know this. I live in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, in sort of the epicenter of the bullshittiest part of it. So it's like I basically they're building a mall all around me at all times. It's very loud. I have to record the audio for the show at like 6 a.m. to avoid construction crew banging trucks and dump trucks and backing up sounds. It's like, and it's been that way for like a decade, and it's just going to keep being that way. They're just going to keep building crap. So it's like, you know, the Whole Foods and the Apple Store and whatever, the J. Crew. I live in like a mall. It's ridiculous now. I've lived here for a long time. Anyway, it's easy to rag about it. But one of the things that's nice is that I live down the street from this like experimental Urban Outfitters. I mean, it's just an Urban Outfitters, but it's called like Space 93 or whatever. They do cool stuff sometimes. So like I saw Hines there. Yeah, so Hines was playing a show at the Urban Outfitters for free because they got like a new clothing line and they wanted to promote that, and I guess they were like, we'll play some songs too. So I got to see Hines for free recently, and it was a great show. I love those girls. They're so good. And they played those two tracks, of course. And if you dig it, I highly recommend that you pick that up and maybe check out their clothing line, because apparently they have that now too, and I guess you can get it at Urban Outfitters. I don't know. Just saying. Okay, after Hines, we heard the Magnetic Fields. two different songs off their new 50-song memoir. We heard 92's Weird Diseases and 2012's You Can Never Go Back to New York, two of my very favorites, though I have to tell you, if you've got an album that has 50 songs on it, it is hard to pick a couple to represent the thing, because it's all over the place. And I don't know if you guys are watching Vice News Tonight on HBO. I dig it. I mean, I could fault it for that. A lot of people don't like things about it. I could find fault with it, but I also do like it, and I watch it every day. And they had a really interesting segment with Stephen Merritt about the 50-song memoir. I don't know if you saw this, but it was pretty funny. They sent, like, their, you know, hipster Vice correspondent to talk to Stephen Merritt, and there was just, like, zero chemistry between the two of them. And he's also just, like, so kind of weird and funny and dry. But, it, he was describing the process for making the album, and I was just like, this can't even be true. This is too crazy even for Stephen Merritt, where he's like, well, you know, it's 50 songs and I wanted to have 50 instruments, but I was only willing to play, you know, 7 instruments per song. So I divided up the instruments into a matrix, and then each song is comprised of only a certain number of instruments, and there's a, you know, an algorithm behind it. And I was just like, wait, is this real? Like, he's got to be kidding. You know, he's so like deadpan, you can't tell. Then he whips out these like foam core boards covered in sticky notes explaining which instruments are going to be on which song, and it's all divided up mathematically. And it's like, holy crap. I mean, to write 50 songs and have a pretty high percentage of them be good, and then to do it with all these crazy constraints of like which instruments you can use on which songs, and you can't reuse instruments and whatever. The guy's just amazing. I mean, totally amazing. And I love the new record. It's great. If you like Magnetic Fields, you can't go wrong. Why don't you have this thing yet? You probably do. But anyway, let me sell you on it one more time. I'm going to play one more track to finish up this year episode of the show. We're going to hear 2001's Have You Seen It in the Snow. It's one that when I saw Magnetic Fields play the whole 50-song memoir in over two nights some months ago, I was like, wow, I can't wait for that record, because I want that Have You Seen It in the Snow song. And so now that the album's out, I've got it, and it's good. I think it might have even been better in person because they had the video and everything, but whatever. I love the song still, nevertheless. And it seemed like a good one to end the show with. So without further ado, sorry, I've been rambling so long. Magnetic Fields with 2001's memoir, Have You Seen It in the Snow, from the 50-song memoir, right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela, Ooh La La by Junior, and Solar Gap by Heinz. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, even Spotify, where you can subscribe to playlists for each season of the show as I make them. That way you don't have to go searching around to find things. You just go to the playlist and boom, there's new songs in it every once in a wonder. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.
Instrumentally, there's 50 different instruments. I decided to have groups of seven. Every instrument would be played seven times, and there'd be seven instruments per song. It'd kind of work out to 49 songs, and then one song would be the one-man band.
Did you have an Excel sheet so you can keep everything sort of together? Like, how did you...
I'm a Luddite. We had Post-its.
If someone had walked in, would they be like, oh, a murderer lives here?
That's usually true about me.